Dick Wieland in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon, sunny with a high of 80 degrees. Racine County Sheriff's deputies arrested an 18-year-old man last night after finding him on the roof of an elementary school in Waterford. The incident was reported at about 9 o'clock Monday evening at Woodfield Elementary School. Police found the town of Waterford man on the roof and unloaded guns and ammunition in the trunk of his car, which was parked on school property, according to a news release. The man was taken into custody on charges of criminal trespass and possession of a firearm on school property and is being held in the Racine County Jail. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says the man cooperated during the incident and there was nothing to indicate students and staff were in any danger. School officials were kept informed of the investigation through the night and the school opened as usual today. The incident remains under investigation. An assembly committee has approved two bills aimed at taking funding away from Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin.
One of the bills would keep Planned Parenthood from being able to apply for money through a federal grant program. The other would cap the reimbursement rate the provider can receive for drugs it purchases through the Medicaid program. Combined, both amount to about $7.5 million in funding each year. The Assembly Health Committee approved both measures on party-line votes, with Democrats arguing the loss of funding could cut off access to basic health care for low-income men and women who are in need of family planning services. Both bills now head to the Assembly floor. Pat Curtis, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was one of the shortest Kenosha Unified annual elector meetings ever held, with one of the smallest crowds. Just a few dozen voters showed up in the auditorium at Indian Trail High School last night. They were briefed on the new budget, received an opportunity to speak, and then voted to approve the new tax levy. They also set the salaries of school board members all within a time span of 50 minutes. It's rare for a district the size of Kenosha to give voters the opportunity to vote directly on such matters, but several decades ago, a group of disgruntled taxpayers held a successful petition drive to force a change in the structure of the district, making annual meetings mandatory. The unions representing Racine Unified teachers and educational assistants have countered a salary offer from the school district calling for larger increases for teachers than the district had proposed. About 30 teachers and aides gathered on the steps of Horlick High School yesterday to outline their proposal. Executive Director of the UNISERV Council, which includes Racine Education Association and the Racine Educational Assistance Association, Naomi Bader, said their proposal includes an increase in base wages for all employees, even the ones at the top of the pay scale, which she estimated at about 2%.
The union is saying move them up another step. Create the increase that would have been had they been able to stay on the step.
Bader also said teachers deserve a cost of living increase.
And that's just a percentage increase on top of whatever their actual salaries are. Everyone should. It's the decent thing to do.
REA Vice President Aaron Ike said teachers deserve a fair raise, saying they expect the district to do the right thing.
We need to be supported from central office and the Board of Education. And what we need the board to do is not to give what limitations Walker wants to give us. This board needs to do the right thing and give a fair raise to all educators in this district.
Under the district's proposal outlined in August, teachers who would receive automatic pay increases would not see an increase in their base wage. The unions say the district could pay for the raises with anticipated increases in state aid. However, district spokesperson Stacy Tapps said the state aid will remain flat this year while expenses continue to rise. The district and union will meet tomorrow to formally exchange offers. Governor Walker has changed his mind about canceling a weekend appearance at a GOP leadership conference on Mackinac Island in Michigan. He first said he would not give the keynote address Friday night so he could focus more on the early voting states of Iowa and South Carolina. Now, Michigan GOP Chair Rona Romney McDaniel says Walker will speak to the conference on Saturday morning. He'll join several other GOP presidential candidates at the three-day Mackinac conference. Dick Wieland, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.